The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, August 28th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks have been on quite a run lately. We've been talking about a lot on the show. Now, some companies like Apple and Tesla are enacting stock splits that will bring their share prices down. Our reporter Michael Wursthorn will take us through Stock Splits 101 after these headlines. Lots of TikTok news to report. First up, it looks like Walmart is joining up with Microsoft in its bid to buy TikTok's U.S. operations. While it might seem like an unlikely pairing, both companies actually have some shared interests, namely competing with Amazon. Microsoft has gone head-to-head with Amazon Web Services on cloud computing, and Walmart competes with it on retail. Here's our reporter Sarah Nassauer with more.
So Walmart has been trying now for a while to build their own advertising business, meaning the advertisers pay them to put their products at Walmart.com and other platforms. And the reason for that is because it's a way to have more profitable revenue than just selling stuff in supercenters. Meanwhile, Amazon has ways beyond retail, like selling advertising, as well as AWS, which is cloud computing, to be profitable. And that allows Amazon to like have this bucket of profitable revenue from other things that allows them to offer really fast shipping and millions of products, sometimes at a loss, you know, in a less profitable way. So Walmart for years now has kind of been seeing the writing on the wall. So I see this as them saying, no, we're really serious about building an advertising business where people are going to pay us to advertise. And we want a stake in TikTok potentially to do that.
TikTok has been on a deadline to sell its U.S. operations or else face a potential ban from the Trump administration. Among other concerns, U.S. officials worry that Beijing could require the Chinese-owned company to share Americans' data. TikTok has said it would never do that. In any case, it looks like some of the political pressure spooked CEO Kevin Mayer, who said yesterday he'd be leaving TikTok after only 3 months on the job. In a letter to staff, Mayer said the political environment had changed drastically in that time and that the role of CEO would look very different on the other side of any sale. And Amazon has made its first foray into health and wellness. Yesterday, the company rolled out a new tracker to compete with Fitbit and other wearables. Amazon says its Halo wristband and app will track stats like body fat percentage, heart rate, and even the user's mood. Coming up next, stock splits. We break them down after the break.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Normally, stock splits are a relatively rare occurrence, but right now we're gearing up for not one, but two. Both Apple and Tesla's planned splits are set to go into effect on Monday. Whether you're a new investor or a stock market veteran, this type of transaction can get pretty confusing. So we're bringing on our reporter, Michael Wursthorn, to demystify stock splits. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So can we just start with what is a stock split and why might a company decide to do one?
So basically, a stock split is a company's way of making its shares more obtainable for the average retail investor, the mom and pop investors who may not be, you know, so enthusiastic about shelling out $1,000, $2,000 for a share of some of these really pricey stocks. So in the case of Apple, to start with them, Apple's going to be doing a 4-for-1 stock split. Now, as of more recently, shares have been trading at over $500 a share. That would seem pretty pricey for an investor in a lot of cases. So what that's basically doing is that's going to lower the price of the shares over the course of this split, where for every one share that an investor owns of Apple, they'll now have three additional shares. So 4 shares altogether. And the price will fall accordingly to that. You know, in an example, if a share is trading at, you know, $100 a share and it splits along those lines, those shares now worth $25 a share a piece. You know, this doesn't change the valuation of the company, doesn't change any of the fundamentals of the company. But what it really is doing, as I said before, it's making those shares more obtainable for those average investors who would just be uncomfortable paying out so much for one share.
So you said this doesn't change the valuation of the company, but is there some other impact? We've been talking, you know, a lot of tech stocks have had some really stellar performance lately. Do they see this as a way to potentially extend those gains?
In a big way, yes, because, you know, back before, I would say, the you know, when we, certainly after the financial crisis, it was a lot more common to see share splits happening. And a big reason for that was, as I said, they want to have those shares more obtainable. The moment that you do that, and we saw that with Apple since they announced at the end of July, is that a lot of investors rushed in. They want to be part of that split. Again, you know, they're not going to have any more in terms of a value in terms of their Apple stake. But investors like the idea that companies are thinking about the retail market and how they participate with them. For a big institutional investor, for example, like say if you're a pension fund or a hedge fund, the share price doesn't really matter for you. You're just going to buy a block of shares and it is what it is. But for, you know, average investors, you know, they may only be looking to buy, you know, one, two, three, four, five shares. With a lower share price, it just enables them to get that one full share. It enables them to get you know, even more shares at that point. So, you know, we've seen a number of times, and there was some really interesting research behind this, that after a number of share splits over the last decade, companies on average over the course of a year after announcing that split, they went up 5%. You know, there are some real benefits, it seems like, for companies that do announce share splits, and Tesla has even seen bigger gains since announcing its split. But, you know, for the most part, you know, the market does see this as being a very positive moment in the sense that companies are thinking about those smaller investors that sometimes can be overlooked.
You know, and on the other side of things, let's take Amazon as an example. Amazon's share price is somewhere north of $3,000, but they haven't said they're splitting stocks. So what might they be considering there?
So, I mean, I did at one point reach out to Amazon and ask them with these latest splits if they'd be considering it. I did the same with Google as well. They've been pretty tight-lipped about how they would proceed further. For some companies that have talked about this, and there were some recent comments on earning calls over the last several months with, say, Pepsi, for example, as well as Target, where analysts had asked about possible share splits. You know, it seems like a lot of companies just think it's not worth it anymore. And there's a few reasons that are playing into that. You know, the first one is that, you know, the market's changed drastically since the financial crisis. You have a lot more electronic trading. There's no more this concern of buying lots of shares, and what a lot is basically buying 100 shares. And the benefit, you know, in the past, especially say the 90s and the 80s, was that, you know, you got better pricing buying a lot of 100 shares versus buying an odd lot, which would be anything from 1 to 99. And in those cases, investors could end up paying more. That's a lot less of a concern. You have apps like Robinhood, you have Schwab. I mean, they all make trading incredibly accessible, where pricing has become more of a level playing field because of these technological advances we've seen on the trading front. The other thing that's playing into this too is that investors can buy fractions of shares. So, you know, right now, if you had a Schwab account, for example, you could buy just $5 of an Apple share. You know, that said, some of these programs, and Schwab's one of them, they're only offering that for the S&P 500. So, you know, before Tesla's share split, you'd have to shell out the full $2,000 for one whole share because that just wasn't something being offered. But fractional sharing is another development that's been more recent that's helped level the playing field, where the actual price of the share doesn't really matter, where there's ways for retail investors to find participation and enjoy the gains that, you know, all types of other investors have been able to do regardless of the share price.
So it sounds like stock splits make shares more accessible for shareholders, but then, you know, groups like Robinhood, like you mentioned, and fractional trading in general were kind of already doing that. So is there really an impact here for shareholders in any significant way?
Not really. I mean, like I said, it's not going to change the value. So, you know, on Monday morning, when investors log into their brokerage account, wherever that is, they'll obviously see they'll have more shares of, say, Apple or Tesla if they're holding those, and they'll see a lower share price reflected with them. But that total value of the investment should be, you know, whatever it was, you know, on Friday before it, when the shares, when they had less shares at a higher price. So, you know, really, there is no impact on investors. I mean, it works, you know, similarly when it comes to the dividend. dividends, whether there's options bets, which are a little more complicated, but sort of split along those same lines. Everything is sort of keeping the value intact and in place. It's a cosmetic thing, really, I would say, in terms of how these companies think about this, you know, and in the sense of why some companies don't want to pursue it, there's also a cost factor involved. For a company like Apple, with as much cash as it has and the incredible earnings it's still been able to report, considering the pandemic we're going through, costs like this are probably less of a factor than, say, for some of the other companies that have mentioned costs as being one of the things that's keeping them away from considering this. All that said, after Apple made the announcement, people didn't expect to hear many other companies following through on this. And Tesla surprised a lot of us by saying they would do it next. So there is some expectation amongst the investors I spoke with that you could see more companies do this, I would say, cosmetic change. But we'll really have to see. I mean, there's a lot that suggests that they just really don't have to bother. And there's a point of pride for some companies being able to say that their share price is trading in the thousands of dollars too as well.
All right, our reporter Michael Wursthorn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that was your tech news briefing. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley, and Gitteri Yoakum is the executive producer of WSJ Podcasts. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. See you next week.